Welcome to Foreman and Wolf on Food and Wine. I'm Chef Cindy Wolf.
And I'm Tony Foreman.
And today I'm going to ask Tony a lot of questions about building a wine cellar. I think.
Are you a good carpenter?
No. Are you? No.
No.
Neither one of us are.
I'm disastrously unhandy.
Yeah, thankfully, we have people out there that can do and build a cellar for us. And, you know, I know that you have had several different types of cellars over the years in your homes. And I thought it would be really great to talk about, you know, we need to talk about building it first and then we'll talk about stocking it.
Okay.
So tell me about your first couple of cellars that you had.
Well, I mean, in building a cellar, you worry about two things. You worry about, like you talked about, conditions. Exactly, what sort of conditions are you going to store the wine in?
Mm-hmm.
And with storage, it's all about temperature, humidity, stillness. If you're near the airport and planes are landing, and you can feel vibrations in your cellar, your wine's not going to age that well.
Yeah,
that sounds weird and extreme, but
you probably don't want to do that.
It's just the truth.
Mm-hmm. Store it somewhere else.
Light is also a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
UV light will goes through bottles and artificially ages things.
That's really good to know.
A little bit, if you have one of these old houses in one of the old neighborhoods in Maryland, and you have great big thick stone walls, and it's all underground or mostly below grade in your basement, and it's relatively humid, your temperature range is probably, you can put a thermometer down there to check it out, it's probably not going to kill off what you want to store. That's sort of first and foremost thing to know. The natural cellar conditions, you usually think of being 55 when it's in the wintertime to 65 in the summertime. Once you get past 65 degrees, you're in trouble. Ideal conditions, 55 degrees. A little cooler is not a problem. You need humidity. That's the one thing that's sort of counterintuitive to conditions that you usually want in a lot of the modern homes. You need humidity in the basement, and you're not trying to grow mold or mushrooms
right.
or something,
but you do want it moister than you would think normal.
Yeah, you want
for sure.
You want more than 60%. 80% is pretty ideal.
Okay.
More than 80%, you're gonna start molding up labels and things like that. So if you have real value in your cellar, that's a problem. But
do you have a humidifier in your or a dehumidifier? Which
no,
I guess it depends on which way your cellar goes.
Yeah, my present home, it's on a very steep slope. And there's enough, honestly, there's almost a small running stream through my basement whenever it rains,
mm-hmm.
and great big thick stone walls.
You're
and
probably
the natural
not the
conditions,
only one with that.
Yeah, the natural conditions are really pretty good.
Yeah.
There's still water in your basement is what you don't want.
Of course, yeah.
But the house is 110 years old, and that's the conditions that you have. And it's a funny thing. The things to store at that temperature, tomatoes. It's funny, we've done enough programs talking about tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
55 degrees, not cooler than that, is what you want for tomatoes. Once they're in the fridge and they get mealy. Chocolate, it's the right temperature for.
Yes,
almost
true.
All the
that's
things
true.
That make you happy.
Well, you could keep your potatoes and onions down there. You could definitely keep dry goods.
I want to say that you keep cheese down there, but that'll make for... Whenever you go down for a tasting or for...
You're going to have some stinky
yeah, exactly.
cellar, right?
People are going to wonder exactly what's buried in your basement.
Right, yeah. I wouldn't think
So that is as nice as the temperature and humidity is for cheese. That's probably not your ideal. But, you know, you think 100 years ago, that's kind of the way that sort of stuff ran.
All right, so we have temperature and humidity. How are we going to store this wine? What do you suggest?
Well, a lot of people have all kinds of fancy racks.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure.
And that can be unbelievably expensive.
It can. I mean...
But we've done, well, I know you've had cellars where it didn't cost that much money. So
well,
there
yeah,
are
I mean,
other ways
the,
to get it
the,
done.
The present cellar, I mean, I'm interested in the conditions and what's in the cellar to drink. And it's not, the cellar that I keep in my house is not a show cellar. It's a lot of storage and it's easy to get to what you want to get to. I have bins that are sort of like big X bins that will hold a case or two in them, each one in a big island in the center. And then around the outside, there are shelves that are set up almost sort of like bunk beds.
Okay.
One after the other, after the other, after the other, for two cases space in between that I can stack cases, take the tops off of, and shuffle things around and find things as I wish. And then I have one shelf that's really just kind of a bottle shelf for oddball things, last things, things that are drinking right now. I didn't build my cellar for, you know, high volume use on a constant basis. I built it for a bottle or two a day for 20 years,
mm-hmm.
meaning lots of things to age for a long time. So I think that's kind of one of the questions you have to answer for yourself. when you're deciding on a cellar, what is the purpose of what I'm building for? That's when you're doing shelving, a lot of people, they're not going to keep, I mean, I have 5,000-6,000 bottles of wine in my house. That's probably not
normal
for a lot of consumers.
Sure.
Right.
It's like a wine shop down there.
It is a bit of a wine
and
shop.
And you also have you have the same thing in your house that I have in my house, which is an old three-compartment wash sink, and you use that for your daily storage, which I think is a great idea.
Well, it kind of became like a gag in the house where we have these old wash sinks, and it's just sink wine. In other words, something is up for whatever use, whenever, daily stuff, a glass of something to give to someone for dinner or, you know, open it for whatever purpose, and things meant to be drunk right now.
Yeah, right.
We keep that, and then there's a windowsill where things that are getting older that need to be drunk get lined up on that windowsill, so the sediment starts to drop.
Sure.
And as a reminder, honestly, you see it when you walk in there. You know.
Well, and also
talk
that,
to me.
That window.
Talk to me because I'm gonna die.
Right. And that window has a deck over it, so you're not getting any direct sunlight in that window.
No.
You would never put wine in a window.
Yeah. When I say windowsill. Yeah. Exactly. I mean, that's the natural conditions in that cellar are really good. I supplement it honestly with simple air conditioning when the weather's really warm, but I just monitor the temperature. My humidity usually runs 65% to 88%.
Yeah.
We had giant rains recently, and it was up to
88%.
Really high.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. In my cellar, I just built large bins, and it's very rustic. There's nothing fancy about it, but it's great storage because I have one long wall. I have a bigger basement than you do, so it's just nice because everything's laid out in front of you. And then we did build a couple of side bins for Magnum bottles, which is nice to have that storage. I love that because
it's always got to be about size with your chef, doesn't it?
Oh God! All right. So
it's
anyway.
About the Magnum bottles and all the size of your basement.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So anyway, and then in my basement, the man that owned my house before me was a woodworker, and he had a bunch of work tables that thankfully they left, which are perfect because they're super, you know, it's like metal and press board or something, and that's where I open wine.
That sounds like a good place for a tasting.
It's great. I love it, and I have three of those things, and I can't imagine that those cost very much at all, so you could just go buy them from Home Depot, but, you know, I don't care if I spill wine on that, and, you know, I also have one of my old kitchen tables is down there that I've had for, you know, every house I've ever lived in as an adult, and, you know, because I do have space, I have dining space down there, you know, that's, you know, my goal is to really make that a place to have a great dinner this winter.
Oh, maybe we get done with talking about building a cellar and stocking a cellar. We can talk about a dinner party down there because that's my cellar is too much wine.
You have no dining space.
Yeah, there's no dining space. There's no tasting space. There's space for the wine to live and for a long time, but...
I'm lucky. I also have a pool table of mine, so it's a fun place to be. I love it.
So,
all right.
So anyway, you were asking for advice before we got storytelling.
With are there any materials that we should think about, or you just don't? It doesn't matter.
You want something that's engineered
whatever
to actually hold things, and I think it's just a matter of are you looking for a jazzy presentation or not?
Right.
You know,
and
how much. I want to put the money into the cellar, in the wine that's in the cellar. I'm not really that interested in. I mean, I literally have like light bulbs hanging in there.
Right. Neither one of our cellars are really fancy. And the only time that you had one that was sort of nicer, I thought one of the things that was so smart was you had built the bottom shelves up. What was it? 6 or 8 inches with steel legs.
8 inches up and steel legs underneath
that was
the shelves.
Because that basement every now and then would get some water. So
because
that was really
that would
a
get
good
floods
idea.
Too.
Right. And if you're building your cases out of wood, it's nice that was suspended or, you know, was built up on
legs. I have sort of jacketed steel feet on all the shelves. That's the one, you know, jazzier thing or more careful thing than I did on the existing cellar for the same reason.
The age of where we live, I mean, a lot of people live in older homes, and there's so many, you know, really cool things about these older homes and their basements. I mean, in that one cellar you had an old, really old wood door in that, and it looked like something that came right out of a French cellar. So it's kind of cool that you can incorporate some of these wonderful old aspects.
It's cool to use the architectural details of the house.
Exactly,
and I would encourage
you to do that, you know?
There are going to be a lot of people that don't have those kinds of conditions available to them.
Well, we should talk about apartment.
Yeah, or a smaller home.
I think someone that doesn't have a basement. What would you do?
Exactly. Well, there's lots of different things. I think I'll give advice on that, and what we should really talk about, like why you're buying what you buy, and also what do you actually What is the purpose of your cellar? Because that's going to inform why you buy what you buy. So the outcome that you want is what's going to inform why you buy what you buy and the quantities of it that you buy. Whether it's appreciation, whether it's just regular consumption, whether it's regular consumption with a few treats, you really have to ask yourself, is it just an enthusiasm? Is it something that you're collecting? If you have limited space, I know that there are some places where you can rent space to keep some of your wine, and especially in big urban centers.
Mm-hmm. So if you had an apartment, that would be a good way to handle some sort of, well, if you wanted to have a cellar, you could store off-premise.
Again, it's the space and what you could do off-premise. On-premise, there are inexpensive, really pretty nicely conditioned little wine refrigerators that are under counter that hold about 50 bottles.
That would be great.
It's convenient to have. Honestly, I have one of those in my kitchen just so mm-hmm. that I don't have to, I can line things up that are ready to be drunk from downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice to have around. 50 bottles is not enough to really have a cellar, though. Yeah. You may want a larger unit behind that or in a closet or something somewhere in the house. But it's probably a lot cheaper to buy a unit than to create the conditions in an apartment or a condo or mm-hmm. a house with limited space.
That's a good solution. And that's a good way for people to get started. I mean, it's a big investment, so it's...
Well, yeah, and we'll get into... In the next segment, we'll get into sort of why to buy what you buy, why to age wine, and some of the specifics that people might be interested in.
And that's what we'll talk about when we come back on Foreman & Wolf on Food & Wine.